The Gemara Masechta Horius, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Maya Edim Maya Shiyosh Vel Horius, if 100 Dayanim sat down to Paskin Adin Torah, or to Paskin Ashayla, the halacha is, Ein Chayovim, the Bezdin cannot be Chayiv, they cannot be a Chiv of a Parhelm Dovish or Tzibur, which is the halacha, as we're learning here in Masechta Horius, when Bezdin issues an erroneous psak, Achiyarikulon, unless they all paskin that way. Shenemar, because the pasuk in the parasha Parhelm Dovish or Tzibur teaches us, Vim kol hadas Yisrael Yishgu. So we learn from that pasuk, Achiyishgu kulam. They all had to have made the same mistake. Achitif Shairua b'chol das Yisrael. The entire Bezdin made that wrong psak. Am Rav Huna B'Reidu Rav Yishya. It continues the Gemara. Says Rav Huna B'Reidu Rav Yishya. Hachanam M'stabra. It makes sense to learn this way. The B'chol HaTorah Kula. Usually the halacha is Kaimalon Rubika Kula. The majority is enough. For Hacha K'siv. But here the Torah goes out of the way to write Kol Ha'eda. Why did the Torah write Kol Ha'eda? It would have been enough for the pasuk to say, says Rabbeinu Chananel, V'vadas Yisrael Yishgu, to teach us that you need the entire Bezdin. Hoyel V'kach, Afil Heimei, even if you have 100 Dayanim, you need all 100 to agree to this incorrect psak. So here the Gemara makes a statement that B'chol HaTorah Kula, the halacha is Rubika Kula. So sort of the Sefer Be'er Sheva says this statement, Kol HaTorah Kula, is Lav Dafka. Because there are other places where we find in halacha that we don't say Rubika Kula. The Mishnah in Masechta Negoyim, Perek Yodal and Mishnah Dal, teaches us Shloisha Megalchim. There are three people where the Torah says they have to shave all the hair. Hanozer, Vamitzoyer, Valavim. Vekula, and by all of them, where the Torah requires that they shave all the hair, tells us the Mishnah, Shishai Rishtei Saris, even though they cut most of the hair, Lo Yosaklum, it isn't satisfactory because you have to have all of the hair cut. And he says that this is not a unique circumstance. He says there are other places where we find that the Gemara uses a word in Kol HaTorah and Slav Dafka. He says, the Mishnah says in Masechta Shavuos, Shebekol HaTorah Lemetzinu Mezit Shavi Karbon. We never find that if somebody does an Aveira B'Mezit, he brings a carbon. And then the Gemara, Rashi there says, that it's Lav Dafka, because Rashi identifies a number of situations where a mezit does bring a carbon. The Meremi Sada, however, disagrees. He says, the wording of our Gemara, B'chol HaTorah Kula, the halacha is Rubika Kula, is actually accurate. Because our Gemara is referring to a situation where we were the Bezdin, as we began this year. And Bezdin is taking a vote that the halacha is that we always go basarayv, we follow the majority. Or if there's an evaluation required for whatever circumstance, the halacha is we go basarayv of what the majority holds is the proper evaluation. This is the one exception where we're talking about opinions and we need everybody's opinion to agree in order for the halacha that we're discussing to be implemented. There's a very nice vart that I saw. The Rashi says in Parashas Korach, the Korach shepikei chaya. Korach was a wise person. So says the Medrash, Mar Rolish Dozeh, if he was such a wise person, how did he make this mistake? So the Mefarshim asked, how does Rashi know that Korach was a wise person? So they answer, Korach said, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. And the question is, why did he have to say, kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim? So the Mefarshim explain that what makes a person a smart person? One of the characteristics of a wise person is that he is very clear in his speech. So Korach went out of his way to say, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, everybody. That we're not just talking about Roiv, we're talking about everybody. So we see that Korach was so careful in his wording, it's a raya, the kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. And in fact, the Levush in Orach Chaim, Siman Tuf Kuf Beis, tells us that by the davening on Rosh Hashanah, one should say in the Shemona Esrei, Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi. Why do you say kol ha'olam kuloi? Says the Taz, because if we would just say Meloich al kol ha'olam, we would say Ruba Kekula, the Roiv. But we're trying to say, to speak on Rosh Hashanah and the Tefillah, Malchus, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're trying to express that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, not of Roiv of the world, on the majority of the world, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the entire world. How is that properly articulated? By saying Meloich HaKol HaOlam Kulei. In fact, on the Pasuk that says V'zavachta mi'bekorcha u'mitzoyncha asher nosan Hashem l'cha kashet tzvisicha, says the Baal HaTurim that the word kasher is an abbreviation for Rubei Shel Echad Kekulei. The Torah is telling us, and we'll speak about this more in our Shiurim, that by Shechita, the halacha is, the Roiv is adequate. It's only a halacha here that we're learning in our Gemara, but as our Gemara clearly indicated, normally the halacha is Rubai Kekula. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubos tells us a very interesting story. The Gemara says when the Talmidim of Rav left his Beis Medrash, when the Talmidim of Rav left his Beis Medrash, there were still at his table 1,200 Talmidim. When Rav Huna's Talmidim left, there was still left 800. Then the Gemara continues to tell us that by Rabbi and Rav Yosef, there were 400 Talmidim, and they called themselves Yasmei de Yasmei, because they started with 800 and they were only left with 400. So as the Ben Yayoda, and then by Rav Huna, and then by Abaya, they were left with 200, and they also called themselves Yasmei de Yasmei. Ask the Ben Yayoda, he doesn't understand. If you look at the amount of Talmidim that left from Rav to Rav Huna, Rav had 1,200, Rav Huna had 800. So he also lost 400 Talmidim. But the Gemara doesn't call him Yasmei de Yasmei. Yet, by Rabbi Yosef, who went down from 800 to 400, they are called Yasmei de Yasmei. It's the same amount of Talmidim that left, the 400 Talmidim. So why over here are they called Yasmei de Yasmei? And over here are they not called Yasmei de Yasmei? So Ben Yoyada says a very nice teretz. Yes, to go down from 1,200 to 800 is a loss of 400 Talmidim. But you still have the Roiv. 800 is the Roiv of 1,200. And since By Aroi, we say Ruba Kekulai. It's not a situation of Yasme de Yasme. However, when you go down from 800 to 400, you no longer have a roif. If you no longer have a roif, then you have a situation that it's considered yasme de yasme. And it's interesting to point out that this concept of Ruba Kekula, and in fact, this lashon that we spoke about a moment ago, how we should daven Rosh Hashanah, says the Har Tzvi uses it for a interesting shayla. And the shayla Shuvas Har Tzvi Yoredei Simen Reish Mem Ches. He discusses there the question of a child who was born with a cesarean section, Yotzei Doifin. That we know the halacha is that a Yotzei Doifin, the halacha is that a Yotzei Doifin does not, if the eighth day is on Shabbos, we don't make the bris on Shabbos. We don't make a pinyan event for such a child. So the question he discusses, if you have such a child, the most of this baby came out, was born naturally, but a miut was born, they needed to complete the birth with a procedure, with a yotzei doifin, with a cesarean. So how do I look at that child? Do we look at that child as a child that's a yotzei doifin, with the halachas of a yotzei doifin that we just spoke about? Or do we look at that child as a child who was born naturally with his halachas? Says the Har Tzvi that the halacha is, since we see that unless indicated otherwise, the halacha is Ruba Kekulai, and since this child was born roiv naturally, he will have the halacha of a child who was born naturally.